We're joined by a member of Women Against War on the committee called Pathways to Peace, Anita Stanley, mother of three and a grandmother of seven. She is part of, or at least helps head up the Young Peacemakers Week. But, you know, right now, I understand that you have a project that's focused on the issue of demilitarization of the police on all levels. So how does the peace group address the demilitarization of the police?
That's right, because usually we're into more global issues. So that's a good question. We're addressing demilitarization of the police because of a provision in the National Defense Authorization Act called the 1033 program, where surplus military-grade equipment is transferred from the armed services to local police departments and also county municipalities. The purpose is to address drug trafficking and terrorism. But of course, once that equipment, the rifles, the armored vehicles, the mine resistant vehicles, once they get into the hands of the police, they're used for a variety of purposes and not just those two. And there is a stipulation for most of those departments that equipment be used within the first year that it's received, which generates a lot of activity and not so good use within that first year just because of the mandate. And the reason why it's coming around now to Pathways to Peace in terms of addressing that issue is because of Governor Cuomo's mandate to reform and reinvent the police. That means that each city or county has the mandate, if they want funding, to change their policing to be more in sync with Black Lives Matter, with peaceful use of policing. And so the two have combined to make it an issue that we want to address.
Now, I remember watching, I think it was last summer, what I'll call a Black Lives Matter protest, perhaps a spinoff, occurring in the south end of Albany one evening. And the Albany police rolled out a pretty big looking vehicle, looked like some type of military vehicle. Is that one example of the type of militarization going on?
Yes, that's exactly right. And the Albany police get thousands and thousands of dollars worth of equipment. So does the Albany County Sheriff's Department. And in fact, I think in Rensselaer County, the Sheriff Department got $644,734.26 worth of equipment. That includes rifles, illuminators. It's quite a haul.
Well, some of us say, well, you know, being in Rensselaer County, we need the sheriff to protect us from militia coming over from Vermont, as was the case, I guess, four people arrested at the 11,000 Black Lives Matter protest in Troy this summer. But so why should people be concerned about the issue of the militarization of the police?
Sure. Well, the first reason is it's been a total failure. That Authorization Act that I mentioned earlier started in 1997, and there has been a lot of research data collected in the years since then. And it has failed to increase public safety and has actually resulted in an escalation of excessive force and increases the risk that force will be used. Police departments that get more equipment from the military kill more civilians than departments that get less military gear. So right there, we have a very clear indicator. The Albany report, which was just completed, the collaborative to reform their police department, I'm quoting here, said police departments use the command structure of the military, and many see themselves as warriors on the front lines in an armed conflict, and view members of the community as the enemy who must be controlled or imprisoned and divided into good people and bad guys, which of course sets them one against each other. So once that mindset is there, you're bound to have more violence than otherwise.
Now, my suspicion is the militarization of the police did not occur under President Trump, but was probably going on before the orange one took office. You know, when did this escalation of the militarization of police occur at the federal level? What was the...
Yeah, it started in 1997. So we have a good almost 25 years under our belt of growth in this department through on both counties.
So what is your group or others recommending to address the issue of militarization of the police?
Well, the ACLU, Amnesty International, and a number of other national organizations wrote a wonderful letter to President Biden with four recommendations in it. One, that we have civilian review boards of the policing agencies with subpoena power. And actually, this was just brought up by Mayor Madden in the Troy meeting that we had on Monday night, where we need not just the review board, which in many cases are already in place, but we need ones that have teeth that can really make a difference. Also, some people don't want to do away with the whole surplus equipment 1033 program. They just want to do away with the parts of it that give out military grade equipment, because there are things like file cabinets, desks, waste baskets, things like that, that don't have anything to do with a military effort. So if we could separate those two, that letter to President Biden recommended that, so we could still get the other surplus equipment. We need data on those items, which is being done, and we need to continue with that. And we need to recall the military equipment that's already in place nationwide in these police departments.
So when you raise this with the city of Troy, and presumably you've done it with other local governments, what has been the response of the local elected officials?
Well, that's a very interesting question, because there's quite the difference, or has been up till this week, between Albany and Troy. Albany, the committee that's addressing the reinvention issue, was very representative of all kinds of minorities. Not only women, people of color, Black and brown people, also LGBTQ, a very rainbow, diverse group. Whereas Troy only had two members of color in the whole committee. And that was reflected in the fact that their response was, up until this week, really quite defensive. And not at all productive in terms of coming up with good ideas. But this Monday, that all changed, where Chris Burke, who is the director of Unity House, spoke up about how racism is really the central issue in all of these. In fact, militarization, the reason that it's of a concern is that it increases racial tensions disproportionately with people of color. So he gave a wonderful presentation, which actually seemed to change the minds of the city officials that were there into a much more positive framework about addressing these issues.
So we've been talking to Anita Stanley, Women Against War, a committee called Pathways to Peace. So if people want to be effective at the grassroots level and connect also with your group, how best can they do that in 30 seconds?
Sure. Both the national level and the state level have bills right before the legislature and the Congress right now. Write your congressperson, tell you that you support the demilitarization of police. And if you want to contact somebody with written comments, write to the Rensselaer County Police Reform and Reinvention Collaborative. And for Women Against War, to join our own group, you can call me at Anita Stanley, 518-441-7722, or you can go on the Women Against War Facebook site or our regular website.
Thank you very much, Anita. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.